Well, now, I want to get back a little bit more to the charity work. You mentioned that you had done your first field mission for UNICEF. Tell me about that a little bit.
I went to El Salvador, and they picked El Salvador because I only had 3 days, and that was the closest place I could go to that I could do some good for them. It was absolutely amazing, the projects that UNICEF are involved with there. One of their biggest problems in El Salvador right now are the gangs from California. Because some of the El Salvadorians that are getting in trouble, some of the juveniles, are being sent back to El Salvador. And they started up the 18th Street Gang over there in San Salvador. And they have some programs that they've established for getting kids off the streets and getting kids out of gangs and giving them an education, encouraging them to actually learn how to earn a living and how to maybe manufacture things and make their own companies and design and sell and do things like that. So it was one amazing project. It was originated by a Catholic priest, and UNICEF helps to support it. And then I went to some hospitals. About 80% of the hospitals now in El Salvador are what they call baby friendly, and what they're basically doing is encouraging women to breastfeed for up to 2 years. Number one, it curtails the birth rate. Number two, the babies don't die immediately from contaminated water that's put into the formula. Of course, there's nothing wrong with the formula, but the contamination, when it's mixed with water, which it has to be for the stuff they get, kills the babies. And also, it enables mothers to pass on the antibodies, which, of course, we all know, pass on their immune system to their babies. And I went into hospitals and saw also how they're dealing with low birth weight babies. They have this thing called kangaroo mothers, where they persuade the women to wear, it's kind of like a crossover canvas. Well, it's like a jacket, and they literally tuck the babies. The babies literally live inside this jacket, right against the flesh of the mother. And 2-pound babies are surviving without incubators by being worn by a parent. Now, if the mother has to do something and want to take a shower or something, the father or another sibling or somebody else could put this jacket on and wear the same baby against their skin. It doesn't have to be the mother. But, of course, then the baby, you know, is with the mother. They can suckle. And anyway, I saw, it was amazing. I saw all these women with these babies bound to their bodies, and the babies were just thriving, and the mothers were doing really well. Gosh, other programs. Well, they had another home that I went to where they had children who'd been abused and children who were homeless, and it was really like a kind of an orphanage. And about 5 or 6 of those kids had AIDS. And again, you know, UNICEF is doing an amazing job, and they were really nurtured, these kids, and they were being educated and being looked after, and they're very happy. And I was very impressed with what I saw.
It's great that you're stepping in you're filling the role that Audrey Hepburn had, isn't that right?
Right. Audrey Hepburn, of course, did an enormous amount for UNICEF. It's hard to fill her shoes, but I'm doing the best that I can with the time that I have at the moment. You know, she wasn't in a series at the time that she was doing this. they want to make sure they get all their Dr. Quinns done. So I'm doing as much as I can, and they seem to be happy with what I'm doing, and I certainly love doing it. I see this as a very long-term project, not just something I'm doing this year.